This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Love is often described as the greatest emotion of all. No wonder, with so many movies based on this theme of love, romance novels, people fall in love, they fall out of love. It's a huge topic. You Google that word love, it's the most popular search word, love. And there's all sorts of descriptions, love for parents, partners, children, country, love for my neighbour, and love for God. Now, they all have these different qualities. You can buy loyalty and companionship and attention, maybe even compassion, but love itself, you cannot buy love. It was the American Heritage Dictionary that I think pretty well describes love or defines love as an intense affection for another person based on family or personal ties. That's a good definition, an intense affection for another person. So we love other people, we say that we love other people. What are we really talking about? When we are attracted to them, they make us feel good. And notice that that definition from the dictionary is love based on the phrase based on family or personal ties. And that sort of implies to me that we love conditionally. In other words, we love someone because they fulfill a condition that we require inside us before we can love them. How many times have you heard or have you said, I love you because you're cute or you're nice looking, or I love you because you take good care of me, I love you because you're fun to be with? We say those sort of things. That's a conditional kind of love. The Beatles sang the popular song, All You Need Is Love. And it's a great song. We love that song, don't we? It says so much. And the problem is that so many of us think that romantic love is all that matters. But of course, there's so much more to this. And the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, unlike us, they didn't have a single word that defines what love is. They had many words. And they had, and then in the Greek, they had the word philia, which means friendship. They had eros, E-R-O-S, which is a desire, word for desire, affection. And agape, which is unconditional love. And for that affection, they had a word called storge, S-T-O-R-G-E. So that's perhaps part of our problem in today's society. Our language invites us to think of love as a single, one, unified thing, which is really nothing of the sort. And I think that words are not enough to address this huge topic. What is love all about? It's got so many dimensions. And of course, it's deeply personal, as you know. Well, let me just say that there are a few things love is not. I mean, love is not a feeling. Although real love is often accompanied by strong feelings, love doesn't equate with the sense of, you know, floating up there on the clouds. And unlike the type of love that the movies, TV and the songs portray, people in love don't always feel gooey and all that around each other. Let's face it, a relationship that was based on emotions wouldn't last terribly long. Knowledge is the basis of a healthy relationship. So it really has to be more than a feeling or an emotion. Knowing about that person is the key thing, isn't it? You say, I fall in love with somebody. That happens. If I were to start a relationship with someone, I need to know that person. I need to know, do I trust that person? Is this relationship going to go well? Is God part of this relationship? Does that person have any sort of commitment, not only to me, but also to God? So knowing about that other person's personality and their character and even something of their background, I think is very important. One good test is to write down perhaps the qualities that attract us to that woman or a woman to a man. And if that list is long, if it's a long list you've written, you know a lot about that person. If it's a short list, well, you don't know much about them and you might need to think through those sort of issues. I want to talk about this again tomorrow. But Lord, so often life disappoints us, things go wrong. But give us courage, Lord, and a new outlook to face today. We need to understand love, but we know your love for us, your strength, Lord, can be linked to us today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.